RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah, I mean, I think the way that I put it in terms is to win the lottery, you got to buy a ticket. To win a Super Bowl, you got to make the playoffs. Getting into the playoffs is our ticket. What we do with that is up to us and going out there and executing each and every week. And you want to go into the playoffs playing as well as you can. And obviously there's still a chance for us to win the division. And obviously we need help doing that. But at the end of the day, we want to come out and take it one game at a time and still have that backs against the wall mentality and try to play our best football going into it.
Bills quarterback Josh Allen talking about just getting in. You get in and then you see what happens. And that's right. I think this year, more than any year that I can remember, I mean, there's been a lot of talk about who's not in the playoffs, right? No Patrick Mahomes, maybe, likely, no Lamar Jackson. He's injured. We'll get to that game in a minute here tomorrow. No Joe Burrow. New quarterbacks, young quarterbacks, new coaches. And here you have the Bills and Josh Allen and Sean McDermott and this organization that's been highly successful. It's had these opportunities, but these teams have stood in their way. And they're gone. They're out of the way. So you go do it. But there's no guarantees. You finish with that 5, 6, or 7 seed, you're going on the road, right? And it's tough to do. It's tough to go on the road 3 straight games in the NFL in the regular season, let alone the playoffs. But you got to get there first. And then you let the chips fall where they may, and you do what you can with it. We'll get to the weekend schedule in just a moment, but first, Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins us here on the Northtown Automotive Extra Point Show for his weekly radio segment.
You're listening to Buffalo Bills Football Friday on the home of the Bills, WGR Sports Radio 550.
Brought to you by Northwest Bank. For what's next, get started at northwest.com. By Kaleida Health, the official healthcare provider of the Buffalo Bills. And by Northtown Kia, Western New York's number one Kia dealer. Shop at northtownkia.com. Now, here's Sal Capaccio with Buffalo Bills head coach, Sean McDermott.
Bills head coach Sean McDermott joins me right now on the West Her Hotline. Good morning, coach. Happy Football Friday and Merry Christmas. Belated Christmas. Hope you and your family had an outstanding Christmas.
Well, Merry Christmas belatedly to you guys as well. And we had a great Christmas, very blessed, and had some good time to just be together as a family.
And, of course, when it comes to the team, you guys changed up the schedule a little bit this week. But what does it mean for you guys as a team to kind of come together as a team, celebrate Christmas, and how it goes about doing that as a football family?
Well, when you share experiences like that, right, it brings you closer together. You hope that's part of the goal. And, you know, we were able to spend some time together. And I know some of the teammates, some of the guys got together at each other's houses yesterday. And you're just able to spend some of that time off the field together, which is so important for us as a team.
Yeah, I love hearing that. Coach, I know right before you do this interview, you were on a Fox Sports production. Tom Brady's doing the game. And, of course, you competed against Tom. You coached against him. And now he's in this different role. What's it been like for you getting to know Tom Brady as a media analyst?
Yeah, it's a little different. You know, you spend so many of waking hours when you're going against Tom Brady trying to beat him, and you know, you're not really a fan. I would just say that respectfully.
Yes.
And in this case, you know, he's moved into a different chapter of his life, so we've got, a closer working relationship now than we did before. But, man, was he tough to beat and tough to go against. But it's good to see him having hung up the cleats and in this new chapter of his life.
We'll get to the game he's doing. You're playing the Eagles this week in just a moment. Let's do a quick rewind to last week, a close game. Close for comfort in the fourth quarter. You guys were able to pull it out. A couple of important defensive stops. What do you find out about your team when you go through moments like that where you got to come up with big plays and big moments and guys step up to make those plays?
Well, it certainly tests you, right? It tests you in a lot of ways, mentally, physically, strategically as well. So, you know, sometimes it looks easy that we're pulling some of those things out or executing at the level we are in those moments, but there's a lot that goes into it, obviously, and the players and coaches have done a great job with that.
We had some Pro Bowl announcements earlier this week, Coach. Josh Allen, James Cook, Deion Dawkins. What's it mean for these guys to be honored in that fashion? And of course, there's always guys that you think maybe deserve that recognition. I know there are bigger goals and team goals, of course, but pretty cool to see those guys get recognized.
Well, it is. It's great recognition for them. And those, to some extent, are also team
That's right.
Mentions, team awards as well. So those guys have been very unselfish in their approach and yet at the same time separated themselves from the pack, if you will, and that's why they're recognized like they are.
James Cook currently leads the NFL in rushing yards. He's over 1,500. What has made James so special this year? And by the way, I mean, you know, carrying a big load too. He leads the NFL in attempts. You guys are not afraid to put a lot on James, and he's rewarded you this year and himself. What is it? What has made him so special this year?
Well, his mindset, his attitude, you know, the look in his eye week in and week out, in particular on the back half of the season, I would say, last four games, and he's been able to motivate, influence, and inspire our team with not only his play but also his approach on the sideline and day to day in the building here.
Sean McDermott on the Wester Hotline, Coach. You got a lot of guys on the names on the injury report. I know you had a couple of a walkthrough and he didn't practice yesterday. Is there anybody you know as of right now on the active roster who will not play on Sunday?
Well, we've got three that I know for sure right now: Jordan Phillips, our defensive tackle, Matt Prater, our kicker, and then Jordan Poyer, our safety, will all miss this game and be out of practice today.
Okay, you had a few other DNPs. I'll just ask you about Daquan Jones, Dalton Kincaid, and Dawson Knox to start. Do you anticipate them practicing today and seeing where that goes?
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. You know, they're all on kind of a case-by-case basis at this point.
Josh Allen, of course, notable with the foot injury. How do you feel that, you know, he's progressed through the week as far as any limitations that he has?
No, he's gotten better each day and is trending in the right direction, and we'll be ready to play here.
And then, of course, Matt Prater, kicker, obviously. You guys had Michael Badgley. I know you did bring in a few kickers to work out, so it seems like it would trend towards him not playing. So Badgley is your kicker right now on the roster, and the confidence that you have in him after, you know, last week and trying to bounce back.
Well, it's never easy to come into a team, especially late in the year. You know, there were some kicks that he made that I thought were good kicks for us, in particular the field goal in the third or fourth quarter there that he made. And we move forward, and it's important that someone's confidence is where it needs to be, and he knows that that's where he has to get to, and we're going to help him with that, and that'll be a part of our game and how it goes for us this weekend.
And of course, this weekend you play the Philadelphia Eagles, Coach, the defending Super Bowl champions, coming to town. You're very familiar with this organization, of course, having spent some time there, but excellent on both sides of the ball. What stands out to you about what they do on offense with a dynamic running back and, of course, Jalen Hurts and that wide receiver core?
Yeah, you mentioned a talented team. You know, very talented team. They're talented up front on both sides of the ball. You know, you mentioned their running back, obviously, you know, one of a kind and what he's been able to accomplish over the years, and then the two wide receivers as well. So tough outfit to bottle up. We'll have our hands full with the challenge, but we look forward to it.
And then, of course, on the defensive side, they're loaded with first-round picks over there, a lot of talented guys, especially up front. How critical is a game like this up front for your guys on the line of scrimmage?
Yeah, that's going to be huge for us. If you want to control the game, you got to control the line of scrimmage. That's really where it starts for us.
All right, thanks a lot, Coach. I know you got some other media to do today. Look forward to Sunday, and again, Merry Christmas, belated Christmas to your family. We'll see you on Sunday.
Thanks. Same to you and everyone out there. Have a great weekend.
All right, you too. That is Bills head coach Sean McDermott. So he has declared out Jordan Phillips, Matt Prater, and Jordan Poyer. So Matt Prater out. Michael Badgley still the kicker. They did bring in a couple of guys this week. They did not sign anybody. So that means that Michael Badgley will still be getting the call, I guess, unless they sign somebody today. I guess that could happen. But it looks like that's the case, and I like that. You know, to stick by him, and you get a couple of big kicks you had to make. And, you know, last week he missed one, but obviously made a couple other kicks. We'll see if that matters in this game. Jordan Phillips out for the game. Jordan Poyer out for the game. What does that mean about nickel and safety and where everything trends as far as Cam Lewis is concerned, as far as Jordan Hancock, Darnell Savage, maybe we get a little bit of him. And then nothing at wide receiver as far as anybody. That's the thing. You look at the injury report, there's nothing as far as wide receiver is concerned as far as anybody, you know, on the injury report. So whatever happens at wide receiver, basically healthy scratches, right? I mean, so if you get no Keon, if you get no Gabe Davis, these are all healthy scratches. And I am curious what they're going to do. 803-0550, we're going to get Pat Hammer on the phone in just a moment, and we will give you the weather outlook for Sunday's game. Bills take on the Philadelphia Eagles, defending Super Bowl champions. Boy, the Eagles, if you ever need an example outside of Buffalo of a team that is kind of like, you know, things that we're dealing with here that we talk about in other places, the Eagles are certainly at the top of it. Here's the defending Super Bowl champs. They're 10-5 on the year. I mean, the Bills are 11-4. And yet, it has been a roller coaster of emotions and talk in Philly on what their season is or can be or has been. They get the Bills, then they're back home for one final game against the Commanders.
When you think about meal kit companies, what do you see? Probably long, complicated recipes and subscriptions you can't escape. But with the new Blue Apron, we're doing meal delivery differently. No subscription needed. Faster, easier meals. And the same dedication to quality we've always had. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
And they have a chance at the 2 seed. They'd have to win the next 2 games. Now, it's possible because the Bears, who they're chasing, are playing the 49ers. We'll do the schedule in just a little while. Let's get now, though, to WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist Patrick Hammer.
Break it down.
When you need to know what to wear, is it going to rain? Is it going to snow? What to prepare for? You're about to find out. Here's Sal Capaccio with your game day forecast with Channel 2 weatherman extraordinaire. Here's Patrick.
Have a time.
And Pat Hammer joins me on the West Her Hotline. Thanks a lot, buddy, for being patient. Of course, Sean McDermott, we have to get the injury report. And, of course, always very important to know who's on the field and who's not going to be, and very important to know the weather for Sunday, and that's why we bring you on every single week. So thank you, and I hope you had a very, very amazing Merry Christmas, you and your family.
We did. Thank you, Sal. Just the kids and myself and the wife, just like Coach said, just nice family time. It was good. Little chaos as well, but you know that goes with the territory.
No doubt about it.
We had a very nice Christmas. Thanks.
No doubt about it. All right, so Let's start with the next couple of days. We have some interesting weather headed here today, and I think that's very top of mind and important for people during holiday travel. So what do you have for us here today throughout Western New York and into the weekend?
Yeah, so just in the short term, Sal, really messy this afternoon. I just went outside. The freezing rain has just begun. So we have got, it's going to be a mix of sleet, freezing rain, maybe some snow. The farther north you go, let's say the Falls, Lockport, you're likely going to see snow. Buffalo, it's going to be a combo of sleet and freezing rain, maybe a little snow in there. But then the South Towns, Orchard Park, down into the southern tier, it's going to be sleety and with some freezing rain. So that's over the afternoon. So if you are traveling in and around Western New York, take it slow. It is going to get kind of icy out there over the next couple of hours. So just a heads up. Now, this is followed by the second system that we're tracking that will be here on Sunday. And it is going to bring in some warmer air. And instead of sleet and freezing rain, we're going to have rain, it looks like, for the game on Sunday.
Hmm. Not the best weather outlook you could have given me today.
Okay, 38 rain, in my opinion, is like the worst weather ever.
Yes, okay? Agreed.
I would rather have 21 in snow with a light wind, bring that any day. But when it's rainy and it's, you know, it's not cold, but it's cool, you know, it's not the greatest. Okay, it's not awful, but it's going to be slippery out there. The rain likely going to be arriving you know, during the afternoon. It's likely going to be raining for tailgating at kickoff at 425 and probably raining throughout the game. Could there be some shifts and adjustments? Yes, but that's just how it looks right now. I don't think avoiding the rain is possible at this point.
All right, so when you say rain, are we talking a heavy downpour or just like, man, it's just going to be a steady nuisance all day?
I think it's going to be a steady nuisance. It doesn't look terribly heavy, but, you know, it is going to be, it's going to be, you know, noticeable. It's going to have an impact, I got to believe, on the ball, the field.
Yeah.
Your, you know, the, you know, slipping and sliding maybe a little bit, you know, which always has you concerned with injuries as we're rounding up.
Sure.
The season. I don't want the whole let's get AJ Klein off the couch scenario once again with any late season injuries and that kind of thing can happen when you have wet weather, but that is going to be the case on Sunday.
Okay, as I have you on, if you need a minute to do this, go right ahead, because I'm springing this on you. You're getting me to think about this now. It's not far away, but in the Meadowlands in New Jersey, the Patriots play the Jets. That's Sunday at 1 p.m. Could you give us a, is it going to be bad there too? Because that could be the ultimate like equalizer weather when you have a 3-win team and the Bills fans are hoping the Jets can spring an upset. Like, are they looking at bad weather as well there?
No, they really aren't.
Okay.
The weather is coming from west to east.
Okay.
So, Sunday, you know, afternoon does not, the weather will not be there yet. So I think it's going to be, they're going to be okay for that game on Sunday. Yeah, you're right. It is a great equalizer, but unfortunately, the weather looks a lot better than ours.
Okay. So what are we looking timeline-wise? Let's walk through this on Sunday. If you're coming into town, a lot of people are coming in for the holidays, Saturday night, maybe they're driving in, Sunday morning they get up. It's not a 1 o'clock game. It's a 4:25 p.m. game. Is there any recommendation as far as when it might be a little better to get to the stadium, not to have the rain or anything like that impact it?
So, yeah. Oh, man, I'm looking outside. It's getting icy here downtown.
Okay.
All right. So, yeah, the Sunday morning, as the system's approaching, clouds are increasing. There actually could be, don't let this concern you, there could be a brief little window of freezing rain or even a snowflake Sunday morning. That goes away. Travel to the stadium should be fine. It should be mainly dry. Mid-morning, late morning into the afternoon. But, you know, as tailgate parties are getting going, that's kind of when the rain begins. But again, it's just the rain. It's not going to be slippery. I mean, it's just going to be kind of that nuisance rain. The good news to sell, not a lot of wind, okay? We're not worried about wind with this.
I like that.
So that's good. So I guess there could be worse weather. 38 rain and wind. We'll take the wind out of the equation. So That's good. It'll be a little bit of a breeze, but nothing that I'm too worried about. But yeah, it's gonna be just one of those games. I feel like every time they play Philadelphia, yeah. It rains, right?
Well, the last time they're here, I think it was pretty bad. Yeah, it was rainy and super windy, actually, the last time they're in Buffalo. Yeah. And then when the Bills were in Philly a couple years ago, it was the same thing. It was rainy. It's kind of the same weather you're describing right now. It was a little bit warmer, if I remember, maybe, but it was not great weather. You're right about that. It always seems like Bills and Eagles get together, and that's the case. All right, after the game, drive home. Just be careful right out there and what it's going to be like Sunday night.
Yeah. Okay, so drive home is, still wet. There's going to be a big change coming Monday. So if anybody's, heading out or going somewhere, Monday's going to be a day that starts in the 40s, rain. By the afternoon, there's going to be snow and blowing snow. Winter is going to make a valiant return next week as cold and snow come back. Remember when we were talking last week, I put all my chips on red, or that cold and snow is coming back, and that'll certainly be the case. It looks like next week, and then even into January, we'll see. But next week, as you're starting a new week, and as we get ready for the following week against the Jets, there's going to be a lot of wintry weather next week.
Ooh,
leading up.
All right, you're already teasing us with that one.
I know. Well, okay, so just speaking ahead way down the road, there's going to be some cold and lake effect snow going on later Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, maybe focused south of Buffalo, but still. I think that weather is moving out by the next following weekend, but it's a little too early to tell any specifics. But at least the deep cold that will be here on the middle of next week will kind of be easing back by the following weekend, if you will. So it won't be as arctic on Sunday as it may feel the middle of next week.
Okay, and then who knows? We don't know what the weather's going to be like, where the Bills are going to be after that, pal. We're just going to have to be out. You have to keep your head in a swivel. Like, they could be in Jacksonville, Pittsburgh, Denver, back at home in Buffalo. Who knows? New England? I don't know.
Right. And Denver, my goodness, it's like summertime in Denver, by the way. So maybe going there, they have not had winter weather at all there.
Yesterday, Washington, D.C., they said it was 52 degrees for the game in Washington.
Really?
Yeah. I turned on the game. They're like, yeah, it's Christmas, but you wouldn't know it. It's 52 degrees here. I'm like, what? That's in D.C. yesterday.
Yeah, it was a very, nationwide, coast to coast, it was a very warm Christmas. I mean, you wouldn't necessarily know it here. But yeah, it was balmy in much of the country. That is about to change, though, as cold returns. But yeah, it was a week. Of course, it wasn't a white Christmas here. I would have thought for sure a white Christmas as the month started, but everything just kind of flipped about a week ago. But anyway, we're going back to the cold next week.
Okay, buddy, we'll check in with you next week. Hope you have an amazing new year, and then we'll talk about what the weather holds for the final scheduled game ever at Highmark Stadium. Merry Christmas once again. We'll talk to you again next week. Thanks a lot, bud.
All right. Bye, Sal.
You got it. That is Pat Hammer, WGRZ TV2 Chief Meteorologist. We'll take a timeout. We'll come back here. And when we do come back, I promise you, I will talk about what's happening in the NFL coming up this weekend, independent of the Bills and the Eagles on Sunday.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.